Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a legislative hearing of the Town Council. It is June 6th on 2022 in the Council Chambers. It's 5 o'clock. The purpose of the legislative hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed budget for full year 22 and 23. Four of the commissioners are present, and Commissioner David Hegler is on the telephone with us. Official notice of this legislative hearing was posted on the town's website and bulletin board on May 18, 2022, and was advertised in the Island Gazette on May 18, 2022, thus meeting notification requirements. The proposed budget includes the following highlights. No proposed property tax rate increase. No changes to the water and sewer rate structure. No increase in monthly stormwater fees. Addition of one full-time employee into the Public Works Department, and an increase of $1.16 to the monthly recycling fee, which pulls us back in line with the increases in the contract. Are there any other items to be added to the agenda?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor, we need to amend the agenda to add a closed session for attorney-client privilege under General Statutes 143-318.11A3, and we'll make that motion at the proper time.
Okay. All in favor of adding the closed session to the agenda?
Aye.
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 Dave Hager on the phone.
Okay. We are now open for questions. Is there anybody on the phone?
Oh, we do not have the phone system.
No one's on the phone. All right. We shall wait till, I guess, 10 after. And if there's still no one on the phone, we will move into the next portion of
it. Just to clarify, there was no phone system tonight because it's a hearing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. On a hearing.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
And it was just a couple weeks ago that we did that.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we'll give people till 10 after to show up. By the way, I think in my 10 years, I don't think anybody has come to the budget public hearing. Well, yeah, well, we did raise taxes once.
Well, that's a good reason to raise taxes again.
Just see people do 10.
You don't know that.
Well, good deal of work went into this. I think this is a very good budget. Do any of the commissioners have any questions for us?
Have we ever thought about doing this public hearing like at a regular council meeting so we don't have to come back for it?
A lot of towns, you know, we do that. Was it a timing thing or?
I think even here, some do it the same night that it's adopted. And I think that was done like that here back before I started, mm-hmm. or maybe even the first time. And then it was like, that really doesn't make sense. Because what are you going to change? So you have the public hearing before the council meeting, you know, half an hour before, whatever. Then you're going to adopt the budget exactly as it stands.
I mean, if there were changes, you wouldn't have the opportunity to, yeah.
Right. So that's why we changed it like this, and I think some other towns do that too, because
you want the public to feel like they're heard. Yeah.
And it's 65 pages of information here.
Situation.
So it'd be tough to get them to understand.
When I worked in Ashboro, we did the hearing at the council meeting, and then they came in at noon on the last day of June at noon and adopted the budget. And that's the only thing they did. They walked in at noon and they had to vote on the budget. And honestly, they did not adopt that budget to the very last day, the last Friday of June is when they adopted the budget. That was just their way of doing it, but they did still had an extra meeting, so we're going to adopt our budget at the at the meeting 2 weeks. So
I think the issue is if some citizen came in, because there have been meetings where this was before all of you, actually, it was my first budget that I proposed in 99 or 2000 before we had our own. My first budget didn't pass because Jim Dugan was not at the meeting. And it was a 2-2 vote. And which was very aggravating. It would have been a 2-2 vote, so I voted against my own budget proposal, which I still think was the wrong thing, because I was raising taxes and people came in and raised and came about it. So I think.
So you voted against? You voted against?
To give their input, and then if Arlo needs to change something, he has time to do that. It's better than what happened.
So
that's how we got there, I think.
So you voted against your own budget, so it'd be a 2-2 tie?
No, so it wouldn't be a 2-2 tie.
Oh.
So it was 3-1 against, and Jack Foster was the only person that voted for it without Jim Dugan there. I appreciate it for that. He told me, he said, you should have voted for your budget. I'm like, we're not deadlocking and then sitting there looking dumb, so.
Well.
But I've always regretted that vote, just so you know, so there you go. I pick on Jim Dugan about it all the time. Yeah. It's his birthday, by the way, for you guys.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right.
So you can give him a call.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
We'll hassle him. Yeah, I have to show just a little disrespect. The right level of disrespect. Hey, well, you see, people who come to the budget meetings that are citizens seem to get punished. They wind up on council. Happened to me and it happened to me and Dennis.
Issue, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did it to Dennis, too. He had the nerve to show up.
Yeah, that could be the problem, right?
Yep, and John. John did the same thing. He showed up, and next thing you know, he's on council.
Yep.
Well, I got one more minute to 5:10.
There's no amount of time like 20 minutes for a full professor that I have to go ahead with here, do I? Okay.
Well, may I make a motion to close the public hearing?
Yes, you may.
All right. I'm going to make a motion that we close the public hearing.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
All right. Now I'd like to make a motion that we go into closed session for attorney-client privilege. Under General Statute 143-318.11A3.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Make a motion to return to open session.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Counselor, would you please summarize?
Thank you, Mayor. We conducted a closed session on the attorney-client privilege exception. No votes were taken, no actions were taken. Thank you.
Okay. I will accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.